Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
To walk into Maggie Black Kettle's teepee from the bustling grounds of the Calgary Stampede was to enter the peaceful eye of a pounding, frenetic storm. The muted light, smell of prairie sage, and lilt of her soft voice soothed the senses. Her stories of a carefree childhood along the banks of the Bow River in southern Alberta transported the listener to another time and place. Black Kettle was honored at the Stampede's Indian Village closing ceremonies in July 2011. That year marked the final time Na Nanayana Maki, chief capturing woman, would pitch her teepee at the Stampede grounds. She passed away in hospital on September 14, 2011, at the age of 94. And now in Dene.
Maggie Black Kettle, Bets in Ibalch Oye Dani Yare Calgary Stampede, Yisin Horel Yala, Ku Hunt at Bank and Ehut Inu, at the Prairie and a ye sage ne deer, Ida Yenal Tala Yedal Kane, Kutan held all near Hatalat and Unaya, and O Nechiludok and a Yanesi, Bow River, Southern Alberta, and a year ne yai, this die, Iganta held all new. Who a year nan thin talent all at Horin Tanded, Osbador, ya abaya tear. Who black kettle ya besu dew tear boy dilla. Stampede Indian Village closing ceremonies July 2011. A year cool and a denim bal night ala. Chief capturing woman hulye. A na de bets in a bal joy ninth season. Stampede grounds. It's a bestolli la the quen September 14, 1994 by Rayu Bestolli.
Maggie Black Kettle was a fixture at North American powwows and attended as many as she could to get some exercise and meet friends. She recalled how her youthful exuberance was dampened by her experience in a Catholic residential school in Cluny, which she entered at age 7. Seeing one of her classmates being punished traumatized her and made her a shy and scared kid. Despite being soft-spoken, Black Kettle's sense of justice overpowered her timidity.
Maggie Black Kettle. Okay, powwow see a year dal clihon la binia exercise the cut in zan. The bits in ni sha a year bits in ni gani gashia. Ku a year ok a Catholic residential school line there ni si katab, kettin barayu in la, kettin le. Lastin barayu a year residential school Cluny, cosina there ni si. A year sha bits in ni and udal I a ye. In a sea up till it da but dua hujala a the yanel gerajo the horan jan jasan colu a ye ganene the day justice real in a ye but duilat in whom yagayal tihat inla a yet antunel geru antunel gerut antu horan jan a bet the hail in la justice cannot hare.
Shortly after graduating from high school at 16, Maggie Black Kettle was told she'd been offered to Nicholas Black Kettle in an arranged marriage. Over the next 10 years, the couple worked side by side in farmers' fields. The marriage also helped Black Kettle regain the culture she lost in boarding school. Her mother-in-law taught her beadwork, and after returning to a ceremonial lifestyle, she was approached to become a member of the Buffalo Woman Society.
Maggie Black Kettle, get touch other barayu, the coronal tankons at Tinjala, a yards in a Nicholas Black Kettle, hulye by El Tinsi, a runat dazan, a yards in Honana Nanots and a saala head nala, a farmer at Oak, non a shed and a shaking conti, a saal ala head naza, who a yet up a residential school line there, but Chala ni altel, altel ni si. A Italian yenarel den la, coop, but eat at any you run it die. A ye bon, hayo nel transant and oo. An el con, it's us at nel consi. Bet soon hayo nel tala. A yards in a yet a ceremonial a rasoril ni hinit e kunt e. A ye kunt eat e hanarel den a. A ye a Buffalo Women's Society garin yala.
By 1969, Maggie Black Kettle and her family had moved to Calgary. Nicholas passed away in 1973, and so she worked for years in a downtown bus station cafe until her granddaughter came home one day and announced the school principal at Plains Indian Cultural Survival School was looking for an instructor to teach beadwork. She summoned her courage and applied, but she needn't have worried because she was hired on the spot and remained a cultural instructor for many years.
Ku 1969 hu jau Maggie Black Kettle bis kanu bene kwehel Calgary tsani yala kwe bene kwethan thursa 1973 a dini ala nasa yer ya bus station a yer cafe yesin dok dan chiche li kwa ala nala a yer tsin shop at baraza school tsani jo kwehel nila a yer principal nakal ti a hatsa disa a Plains Indian Cultural Survival School utsi den a kona tasi aid ant uilts usnal ka den a tlan tasa kuhata unal tlan ka ba kona tasung ad dini hurail kur a yurts in han thath koli kose yala ko sikha han thath ilk ida dana beniren tlisong a yurts in thought a thoughts an a your cultural instructor in lisa.
Maggie Black Kettle taught generations to speak Blackfoot, along with traditional arts and dancing, and was recognized with the YWCA's Woman of Distinction Award for Arts and Culture in 1994. She was an ambassador both on and off the reserve, called upon to receive Prince Charles in 1977. Her recognizable face won her roles in movies such as Wild America, Medicine River, and in the TV series North of 60.
Maggie Black Kettle, then a Sahadonel Tala. Dantu Blackfoot ayatiu ayurts in Dantu anel kong Dantu that's al tisi powwow Dana hadonal tala YWCA Woman of Distinction Award Bantala 1994 Kuyi Tiborin Chaland ala reserve kahoot reserve kilda kodok asi Dania yala do tonu behel bezit isnatal sila Prince Charles to 1977 Eloin tonu behel bezit isnat sil Ku a ye tolan bezit isnat that tinly see boat in the sea. It's the honor, yeah, movies. Sanayin derla while America huliyik at the borit in Medicine River getu where TV series North of 60 gets e acting anayin derla.
Leading lights on the Windspeaker Radio Network, funding contribution from Government of Canada's Amplified Voices program.